This order could be used to forcibly quarantine persons merely suspected of carrying the Ebola virus. The CDC acknowledged that 20 quarantine centers scattered across the country had been activated to accept patients. The contradiction between the government's avowed actions to protect the country from Ebola and the Obama administration's lenient immigration policy, which has allowed a flood of illegals carrying any number of diseases across the nation's southern border, has been noted by many. Kurt Nimmo, writing for PrisonPlanet.com, also noted this contradiction and claimed, "Disease, natural disaster, and man-made crises are routinely exploited by government as pretexts to enlarge and extend its power and reach. The state and its propaganda media thrive on one manufactured crisis after another as part of a systematic effort to ramp up the police state. The apparent goal is not protection of the people, but the creation of an all-encompassing surveillance state, along with a militarized component designed to control the population through fear and violence." By April 2015, at least half of the American troops sent to Africa had returned, and the Ebola outbreak appeared to have waned, but only after almost 10,000 deaths. Ebola is difficult to contract, as it is primarily passed only by direct contact with blood and other bodily fluids from an infected person. Yet, seizing on irrational public fear, the government has been successful in imposing new restrictions on citizens. In addition to providing an excuse for an enlargement of government and military power, hyped-up pandemic threats are used by transnational corporations to increase profits. The fear-mongering over Ebola is simply the same swine flu drama played out on a grander stage. Then, there is the question of why the U.S. government has claimed ownership of all Ebola viruses that share more than 70% similarity with an Ebola strain that was patented in 2010, patent number CA2741523A1. One of the listed patent's applicants was the government of the United States of America, as represented by the Secretary, Department of Health and Human Services, Center for Disease Control. With all of these created pandemics, we must ask what the ultimate end goal might be. In this case, the answer is clear. They are key components of the globalist agenda of population reduction. The scientific community has long suggested the Ebola virus could be an effective tool toward this end. In 2006, Eric Pianca, a professor of biology at the University of Texas, was reported to have advocated severe population reduction by means of a virus such as Ebola. Pianca has since disputed the reports and clarified that he does not bear any ill will toward people. But at least one first-hand account has confirmed the story. Forrest Mims, writing in The Citizen Scientist, noted, "I watched in amazement as a few hundred members of the Texas Academy of Science rose to their feet and gave a standing ovation to a speech that enthusiastically advocated the elimination of 90% of Earth's population by airborne Ebola.